Hi, how can't I help you today?
I want to speak to your manager.
Hello, and welcome back to Customer Service Horror Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, David, and we are back with episode 26. Thank you. This is 2 weeks in a row. Please enjoy. I will take whatever comments, concerns, questions that you have on my social media, or you could do CSHSpodcast@gmail.com. Email me. Please check me out on Twitter, CSHSpodcast. Just check it out, please. It's going to be awesome. If you could give me any sort of reviews, please be honest. You don't mention the sound quality. I know it's garbage. We're going to be working on that. And as long as I get my, you know, if I'm good with this and you guys are good with this and this keeps growing, then would have definitely grown over the last year had I not been an asshole. But if we're going to keep growing this, I'm going to, maybe even by next week, invest in something that's going to give us a little bit better sound quality. And until I get to remodel my own little game room and all that good stuff, maybe I'll have an actual facility where we can, where I can record with, you know, better sound, better equipment, and not use my phone, my super fancy podcast recording device, my temporary one. But thank you for being here. I won't go through that spiel every time. Yes, I will, but that's not the point. The point is we're back and we're going to be talking about things and stuff, the customer service things and stuff. Okay, so here we go. So I'm just going to go ahead. I can't remember if I mentioned this in the podcast last week, but the last week and a half, last week, right before Christmas, up through New Year's, garbage. It was an insane time. Too many people on PTO, got people calling in. I worked 50 hours. Yeah, boohoo, David, right? Not the point. The point is, you know, working. That's what I'm disliking about retail. We talked about it last week. I probably talked about it before that. But my biggest gripe with retail is that shit. Call-ins, PTO. My work should not depend on my peers. Whatever. But I am going to say this, okay? For all of us who are in the service industry, in the retail, and the customer service, in any way, shape, or form, you have a shitty week. That 50-hour week did not include lunches every day. I had to work through lunches, and it wasn't because I was forced to, but because that's just what I do. You know, I'm like, hey, I put it in the teams, hey, guys, about to go to lunch, and then I get somebody walking into the office like, hey, David, can you help us walk in? Sure, why not? That was how that was going. I had the shittiest, right? Not the shittiest. I had a bad week. It was rough, okay? Super busy, super crazy, missing lunches. I'm a fat ass, if you haven't realized this, or if I haven't told you, I love my food. I don't get hangry, but when I think about missing my lunches, it's sad. Just not hangry, and I'm fine. I'm good with my customers, but it's sad times. I'm just going to put this out there. I don't know if anybody else feels this way about food, but I decided to try this place. It was the end of the week, and it was lunchtime, and I kept passing this place. It's called Wayback Burger. It's in Woodbury, and I missed 3 of my 4 lunches for the week so far, and, you know, whatever. I finally got my lunch break. Please let me know if anybody else feels this way. I got my food and that burger. Oh, my God, if you ever get a chance to try a Wayback Burger, I don't know how many of them there are. I don't know if Woodbury is the only one. Oh, my God. What I had was their cheesy. And there's 3 E's in cheesy. I'm going to tell you right now, that burger was amazing. It made my fucking week. The people were really nice at the front. Everything was made super fresh. The cheesy is a double patty. I think it's maybe 4 or 5 slices of cheese. And they grill the bun and put it on the sandwich flipped. So it kind of looks more like a patty. You got the outside crunch toasty bun part on the outside. The fries are on point. I took a bite into that burger and all of my problems melted away for the time being. Every missed lunch was in that bite. All my frustration oozed from me like the grease from the burger patties. It was such a good burger. You guys, I don't know if anybody else feels this way after a shit fucking week. You go and you have that meal that resets your attitude, that meal that hits you right where you need to be hit. Fucking A, it was amazing. It felt amazing. The owner was super nice. She asked for a review. I gave her 5 stars. Burger's on point. The toastiness is on point. Those fries were crisp and great. Sorry. I just had a pop. But my God, I'm just telling you, it was simple. It was meat, cheese, bun, butter. Bam. I'm telling you right now, it doesn't. I don't give a fuck what it is we're talking about. It doesn't need to be fancy. Good. Wide listed 4 ingredients: bun, butter, meat, cheese. Okay. 6, salt, pepper, I bet. Okay, we'll throw those in there. Jesus Christ. God, it was so good. So, hit me up on social media. Email me. If you had that meal over this last time, you know what? My audience doesn't interact enough, which is fine. I understand. I don't interact with all of my people that I enjoy either. I want to know how your holidays go at your place of retail. Are they fucked up? Are people calling in all the time? Is everyone on PTO? Are you busy beyond busy? Or do you work one of the places that's more like, shit, everybody's gone. What the fuck? There's nothing to do. I want to know what your holiday specials are. I want to know how your holidays go. Okay. Enough about that. Today, I'm sitting here thinking, what am I going to talk about in this industry? I gave a big spiel last episode. I wrote a couple things down today while I was working. I was like, oh, fuck that. We're talking about that on the podcast. So, so y'all know I work at a bank now. Okay. If you didn't, now you do. The way that my bank works is there are not tellers, there are not bankers. Everybody is the same. There are days that you're on the teller line. There are days that you're in an office, but you're going to do it all, which I enjoy, minus the tellering. So at the teller line, this is one of my peeves. And I didn't realize I'd have pet peeves. I don't realize I have things that bother me, but you know what? You're going to discover something in every position that you're like, fuck, the fuck is this? Okay. So, at the teller line, we have 3 windows. Each window has a big plexiglass, you know, COVID protector. It's pretty much what it was. That's why they were there. Now, you know, there's a little slit. Reach your hand. I mean, your hand fits just fine. You slide your deposit, your withdrawal slip, whatever the fuck it is that you're doing at that teller line. Now, I like to give IDs back when people got cash. When you want a receipt and you want cash, when you want something physical, I hand your ID back with that nice big, nice little stack. Everything you need. In one grab, you go, have a great day. people mid-transaction will reach under my little, reach in the opening and go, do you still need this? And grab their IDs. First of all, don't ask if you're fucking taking any weight. There's no point in asking if you're being asked and you're just going to do what you want anyway. I fucking hate that. Two, what if I need that shit? There have been times like, oh, sorry, I still need that. I still need to enter some numbers from that because you have over a certain amount. And FDIC requires that I document. I have to verify your identity in a couple of ways. Now, it sounds silly, but why at a bank would you want, at a place that has security, to put your hand in a place that might make it look like you're fucking around? Am I done with your shit? Keep your goddamn hands on your side of the glass. Look, I don't even like the dividers. I don't even want the dividers to be there. Although it is a good little safety thing for if somebody needs to reach across and choke me out. Won't be able to do that as easy. Just wait for me to hand you your shit. Why? I just don't want to forget it. Then you know. If I don't hand it to you, you will remind me. Fucking great. Don't reach it. I don't understand it. A window with a tiny opening. What makes you think the opening is for you to reach your bitch ass hand as far as you can until your fat fucking arm stops it to grab what you want to grab? What if that money is there? I haven't counted it for you. You're starting to grab that shit. No. I'm going to do this. You take your shit. You will take your shit when I give it to you. That drives me nuts. My youngest does that. Sometimes, not much anymore. But there are a multitude of times, not just my youngest, but children. Can I have that? And as they're asking, they're reaching for it and grabbing it. I didn't answer you. Goddamn hands to yourself. What if I'm not done? What if it's not ready? Hands to yourself. I know this class is for COVID. Get your fucking hands on your side of the glass. Okay? It bothers me. I'm sorry. I will give it to you. Have your ID at the end of the transaction. If I forget to give it to you for some fucking reason, then on your way out, you can say, hey, may I please have my ID back? And I will slide it under the glass so you don't have to crouch down a little bit or, kneel down to get yourself a good angle and reach your fat fucking hand under. Don't do it. I don't care. Fuck you. Anyway. This is wonderful. This isn't this big of a deal. Like, it's not so much of a complaint. It's more like, duh. If you've ever been to a bank drive-thru, you will see. It's a vacuum tube, okay? Right? It is not a fucking fire hose of air pressure, okay? We're not putting an elephant through there, all right? Don't send me a gold bar. It won't go. I had somebody come through. Ask for a change order. Multiple rolls of multiple coins. Do you really think this 10-pound tube is going up? No. Get your lazy bitch ass inside and take your change. I told that person, I give this other person an exception. They were older. So, and it looked like that they may have stayed in their car for a reason. So I went above and beyond and I said, they sent me the tube without, obviously, because there was no change in it because they needed change. And I said, drive up to the front door. I will process this transaction and I will walk it out for you. This was an older man, but there have been times where people ask for full-on change orders in the drive-thru. And you're like, you really think 20 rolls of various coin is going to go up there? Get the fuck out. Get your lazy ass out of your car. Come into the branch. Okay, come inside. I don't know. I think it's just stupid. It's not a mechanic. It's not like the Taco Bell mechanical up and down. that could probably put some weight on it. And it's not a fucking vacuum. Whatever. I don't know. I think it's stupid. Okay. I think we talked about this last week, but I'm going to just touch on it again because people are fucking impatient. I understand. When you go to McDonald's, when you go to Burger King, when you go to a drive-thru, the point of the drive-thru is, one, your lazy bitch ass doesn't want to get out of the car. Two, and it's an easy transaction. It's a fast transaction. Okay? I'm not talking about the bank. Fast food. Fast food is also going to give you fast service. Not the point in banking. When you come to the drive-through line, we don't prioritize you. We have a teller assigned. Teller assigned to pay attention and prioritize that when there are no customers. If we have customers in line that were there before you pulled up, we're helping those customers first. That is how our branch works. The drive-through is for you to not get out of your car and interact with a human being. It is not an express lane. What I want is for you, for everyone, to get that out of their head. More things that fast food is ruining, which is not true because they probably came up with that bullshit. That's a thing. That's what we'll do. Oh my God. Future episode, I'm going to have to write this down. Future episode, let's talk about retail technology. Let's talk about where it's been, where it is, where it's going, our pros and cons. And if you're hearing this now, I would love for you to throw in some opinions, some processes, some stories, some ideas for improvement that if I was your IT department, that you would give me, okay? I'm your IT department. Give me your improvements on the software, okay? Please do that. I would love to hear from you, but I also understand you're not gonna get it. But I would love to hear from you on that. But I digress. Well, this might be a shorter. This might be a little bit shorter of an episode. We might hit 20 minutes. We might not. Okay. So time and drive-through, right? Come to the drive-through. Expect to sit there for 5 minutes at the least. Okay? Pardon me. No. Speaking of IT, speaking of programs, what I want to talk about now is, so the program at my bank. Oh, well, this will be across the, okay, double topic. So the process at the bank right now is, so we aren't allowed, the process has changed. We're a relationship-based bank. The longer you're with us, the less we have to fuck around with. The more we're allowed you to pull, the more we're allowed you are allowed to do this, that, and the other thing. Sometimes fees are waived. Blah 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 blah. So, on that note, right now our policy has changed. If you have a brand new account, if you're a brand new customer, you need to be with us for 6 months or more to get a temporary debit card, okay? Meaning, when you open up a checking account, you're waiting that first 5 to 7 days for your permanent debit card. Whatever. The reason I'm mentioning this is because, although that's the rule, our software still will allow us to create a temporary debit card for our customer. That is brand fucking new. If you don't want me to do something, stop me from fucking doing it. Stop it. block that shit. I'm not a programmer. I can't tell you it's the easiest thing to program or code. But maybe take the extra time and throw that in there. You know? If it's less than 6 months, hard stop. Put up a warning. Customer hasn't been here. New account can't make temporary debit card. There are things that I mean, there are things in every system that could use improvement. I mean, you know what I love? I love when some things have options and you got to click one. Great. But if something says you need if there's one option, it's not an option. It's the only. Just do it. I don't need to click it. It's the only option. Fucking do it. Just auto. But yeah, so that's really annoying. I really wish that if you don't want us doing something, that we can't do it. I know, that doesn't sound too ridiculous to me, but I'm me, and I don't know how to program a code, so, and I have all the respect for the IT people. It's not your fault. You are doing what you're told. You're given a design. You got to execute, unless it's your fault, unless you're the program designer, but that's what, you know, betas are for. Oh, my God. I'm gonna have to put that on for the next week. I think next week we'll talk about our softwares and technology. I'll try to come up with some. I don't know if we'll have a half hour episode with that, unless you, my loyal and trusty listeners, can provide a story or two, an example or two. Yeah, I was about to go off on something. How about this? I'm going to put it at this. Beta. Beta test. Beta test. Have a group of testers. Please, please, mother fucking, please work your shit out. Or you release it! I don't understand. Maybe we'll just gripe about that. Please let me know your frustrations. Like, I've got some things in my head, but you know, I really want to save them. For next week, because I want to provide you with some kind of content that's not just stupid. Well, it's all stupid. It's all fucking stupid. I think that's about where I'm going to be at for the week. Oh, you know what's fun? We'll keep going just a little bit. It's fun when customers don't understand something and they blame you for it. Like today I had somebody come in. I don't know. It's not my fault that you don't comprehend what you're not comprehending. I can explain it to you up, down, right, left, A, B, B. But there's only so much I can do for you. If you don't understand the process, I explain. I get somebody else to come in, explain. Not sure what to do. We had somebody come in today. He was upset because he goes to Quick Trip to use the ATM. And they don't have, they're not in our network. Any bank. Outside of the network, clean insurance. Go outside of the network, get in charge. Whatever. I don't know. Whatever. Okay. So I think that's about all I got for you this week. Might have to go back into more true crime and paranormal. I loved doing those, specifically for retail and customer service. If you have your own stories, please email me, cshspodcast@gmail.com. Hit me up anywhere you see that bloody album cover. What else to call it. Let me know. Please give me stories. It's not that I'm running out of content, but the idea of listener experiences is something that I really enjoy, because this is a podcast for you to be able to listen to, relate to, hopefully enjoy, and maybe we can come together as a community and continuing on. I don't know what else. But also, I don't think I'm going to change up my outro, because I like tradition. But what I do want to do is maybe add to it. So I would like to leave you with my customer service Irish blessing. May your customers be kind, and your hours short. Thank you. And how can't I help you today?